This is Audible.
Note to the listener. The stories you will hear in this audiobook are illustrative examples, not based on specific events or people.
No matter what anyone might think, they are not transparent attempts to publicly mock our friends, enemies, or exes.
However, we're not going to say the thought didn't cross our minds. Greg.
And Liz.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents He's Just Not That Into You, The No Excuses Truth to Understanding Guys by Greg Barrett and Liz Tichillo. Read by the authors. Introduction by Liz.
It started out just like any other day. We were all working in the writer's room of Sex and the City, talking, pitching ideas, our personal love lives weaving in and out of the fictional lives we were creating in the room. And just like on any other day, one of the women on staff asked for feedback on the behavior of a man whom she liked. He was giving her mixed messages. She was confused. We were happy to pitch in and pick apart all the signs and signals of his actions. And just like on any other day, after much analysis and debate, we concluded that she was fabulous. He must be scared. He's never met a woman as great as her. He's intimidated, and she should just give him time. But on this day, we had a male consultant in the room, someone who comes in a couple of times a week to give feedback on storylines and gives a great straight male perspective, Greg Barrett. On this day, Greg listened intently to the story and our reactions, and then said to the woman in question,
"Listen, it sounds like he's just not that into you."
We were shocked, appalled, amused, horrified, and above all, intrigued. We sensed immediately that this man might be speaking the truth. A truth that we, in our combined 100 years of dating experience, had never considered. And definitely never considered saying out loud. "Okay, he might have a point," we reluctantly agreed. "But Greg couldn't possibly understand my very busy and complicated possible future husband." Soon we went around the room. Greg, the all-knowing Buddha, listening to story after mixed message story. We had excuses for all these men, from broken dialing fingers to difficult childhoods. In the end, one by one, they were shot down by Greg's powerful silver bullet. Greg made us see, after an enormous amount of effort, that if a sane guy really likes you, there ain't nothing that's going to get in his way. And if he's not sane, why would you want him? He could back it up, too. He had years of playing the field, being the bad boy, being the good boy, and then finally falling in love and marrying a really fantastic woman. A collective epiphany burst forth in the room, and for me in particular. All these years I'd been complaining about men and their mixed messages. Now I saw they weren't mixed messages at all. I was the one that was mixed up. Because the fact was, these men had simply not been that into me. Now, at first glance, it seems that this should have been demoralizing to us. It should have sent us all into a tailspin. Yet the opposite was true. Knowledge is power, and more importantly, knowledge saves us time. I realized from that day forward, I would be spared hours and hours of waiting by the phone, hours and hours of obsessing with my girlfriends, hours and hours of just hoping his mixed messages really meant, "I'm in love with you and want to be with you." Greg reminded us all that we were all beautiful, smart, funny women, and we shouldn't be wasting our time figuring out why a guy isn't calling us. As Greg put it, we shouldn't waste the pretty. It's hard. We're taught that in life, we should try to look on the bright side, to be optimistic. Not in this case. In this case, look on the dark side. Assume rejection first. Assume you're the rule, not the exception. It's intoxicatingly liberating. But we also know it's not an easy concept. Because this is what we do. We go out with someone, we get excited about them, and then they do something that mildly disappoints us. Then they keep doing a lot more things that disappoint us. Then we go into hyper-excuse mode for weeks or possibly months, because the last thing we want to think is that this great man that we are so excited about is in the process of turning into a creep. We try to come up with some explanation for why they're behaving that way. Any explanation, no matter how ridiculous, than the one explanation that's the truth. He's just not that into me. That's why we've included questions from women taken from real situations. They represent the basic excuses we all use that keep us in situations far longer than we should be. So listen, enjoy, and hopefully learn from other women's confusion. And above all, if the guy you're dating doesn't seem to be completely into you, or you feel the need to start figuring him out, please consider the glorious thought that he might just not be that into you. And then free yourself to go find the one that is.
Introduction by Greg.
So I'm sitting in the writer's room at Sex and the City, pondering my good fortune to be the only straight male on the predominantly female writing staff. Actually, I'm just eating a cookie. When the writers begin talking about the guys that they're seeing. This is a common occurrence as it's part of the writing process for a show that explores romantic relationships. It's endlessly fascinating. I know that sounds sarcastic, but I'm being for real. So on this particular day, one of the ladies pipes up with,
Greg, you're a guy.
She is very observant, this one, for I am indeed a guy. Then she says,
So I've been seeing this guy. Well, I think I have.
I know the answer.
See, we went to a movie and it was great. I mean, he didn't hold my hand, but that's cool. I don't like to hold hands.
Still know the answer.
But afterward, he kissed me in the parking lot. So I asked if he wanted to come over, but he had a really important meeting in the morning, so he didn't come over.
Come on, are you kidding me? Know it. So I asked, have you heard from him?
Well, that's the thing. This was like a week ago.
Now you should know the answer.
And then today, he emails me and is like, why haven't I heard from you?
I stared at her for a moment while the answer was bursting out of my eyeballs. Oh, ladies, you make me so mad sometimes. Here is this beautiful, talented, super smart girl who is a writer on an award-winning TV show, a show known for its incisive observations about men, who you would think could have her pick of just about any dude around. This superstar of a woman is confused about a situation that, to me, is so clear. Actually, confused is the wrong word, because she is too smart for that. She is hopeful, not confused. But the situation is hopeless, so I broke the news to her. He's just not that into you. And let me tell you, that's the good news, because wasting time with the wrong person is just time wasted. And when you do move on and find your right person, believe me, you're not going to wish you'd gotten to spend more time with Stinky the Time Waster or Freddy Can't Remember to Call. Look, I am not a doctor, neither real nor imagined, but I am an expert that should be listened to because of one very important thing. I'm a guy. A guy that has had his fair share of relationships and is willing to come clean about his behavior in them. Because I'm a guy, I know how a guy thinks, feels, and acts. And it's my responsibility to tell you who we really are. I'm tired of seeing great women in bullshit relationships. When a guy is into you, he lets you know it. He calls, he shows up, he wants to meet your friends, he can't keep his eyes or hands off of you, and when it's time to have sex, he's more than overjoyed to oblige. I don't care if he's starting his new job as President of the United States the next morning at 0400. That's 4 a.m., ladies. He's coming up. Men are not complicated, although we'd like you to think we are. As in, things are just really crazy right now. I've got a ton of shit going on. We are driven by sex, although we like to pretend otherwise. What? No, I was totally listening. And sadly, and most embarrassingly, we would rather lose an arm out a city bus window than tell you simply, you're not the one. We are quite sure that you will kill us, or yourself, or both. Or even worse, cry and yell at us. We are pathetic. But the fact remains, even though we may not be saying it, we are absolutely showing you all the time. If a dude isn't calling you when he says he will or making sure that you know he's dating you, then you already have your answer. Stop making excuses for him. His actions are screaming the truth. He's just not that into you. Move on, sister. Cut your losses and don't waste your time. Why stay in some weird dating limbo when you can move on to what will surely be better territory? Don't want to hear it? Fine.
Here's the answer you're looking for. Hang in there, baby. He's not the loser everybody's telling you he is. If you wait and keep your mouth shut and call at exactly the right time and anticipate his moods and have no expectations about communication or your own sexual needs, you can have him. But please don't be surprised when he dumps you or continues to drag you through a completely unsatisfying relationship. We've heard it, and you're sick of it. That's probably why you're in possession of this audiobook now. You know you deserve a great relationship. We agree. Liz told you I was going to say it. Don't waste the pretty.
You are all dating the same guy.
Hey, I know that guy you're dating. Yeah, I do. He's that guy that is so tired from work, so stressed about the project he's working on. He's just been through an awful breakup, and it's really hitting him hard. His parents' divorce has scarred him, and he has trust issues. Right now, he has to focus on his career. He can't get involved with anyone new until he knows what his life is about. He just got a new apartment, and the move is a bitch. As soon as it all calms down, he'll leave his wife, girlfriend, crappy job. God, he is so complicated. He is a man made up entirely of your excuses. And the minute you stop making excuses for him, he will completely disappear from your life. Are there men who are too busy or have been through something so horrible it makes it hard for them to get involved? Yes. But there are so few of them that they should be considered urban legends. For as already suggested, a man would rather be trampled by elephants that are on fire than to tell you that he's just not that into you. That's why we've written this book. We wanted to get the excuses out of the closet, so to speak, so that they can be seen for exactly what they are. Really bad excuses. Hey, do you remember that movie when the girl waited around for the guy to ask her out? Then she made excuses when he didn't? Then she slept with him when they were both drunk and basically just hung around until they were kinda dating? Then he cheated on her. But because she knew deep down inside that if she forgave him and kept her expectations low and was really agreeable that she'd get him in the end? He was drunk at the wedding, but they lived miserably ever after in an unsatisfying relationship that was built on a shitty foundation? You don't? That's because those movies don't get made. Because that's not what love is. People are inspired to do remarkable things to find and be with the one that they love. Big movies are made about it, and every relationship you admire bursts with a greatness that you hope for in your own life. And the more you value yourself, the more chance you'll have of getting it. So listen to these excuses, have a laugh, and put them to rest. You're worth it.
Chapter 1. He's just not that into you if he's not asking you out. Because if he likes you, trust me, he will ask you out.
Many women have said to me, Greg, men run the world. Wow, that makes us sound pretty capable. So tell me, why would you think that we would be incapable of something as simple as picking up the phone and asking you out? You seem to think that at times we're too shy or we just got out of something. Let me remind you, men find it very satisfying to get what they want, particularly after a difficult day of running the world. If we want you, we will find you. If you don't think you gave him enough time to notice you, take the time it took you to notice him and divide it by half. Now you begin the life-changing experience of listening to our audiobook. We have put the stories we have heard and questions we've been asked in a simple question and answer format. If you're lucky, you'll hear the following questions and know what they are. Excuses that women have made for their unsatisfying situations. If you're not so lucky, we've also included handy titles to clue you in.
The maybe he doesn't want to ruin the friendship excuse.
Dear Greg, I'm so disappointed. I have this friend that I've known platonically for about 10 years. He lives in a different city, and recently he was in town for work, so we met for dinner. All of a sudden, it felt like we were on a date. He was completely flirting with me. He even said to me, as he was checking me out, "So, what, you're working the whole model thing now?" That's flirting, right? We both agreed that we should get together again soon. Well, Greg, I'm disappointed because it's been 2 weeks and he hasn't called me. Can I call him? He might be nervous about turning the friendship into romance. Can I give him a nudge now? Isn't that what friends are for? Signed, Jody.
Dear friendly girl, 2 weeks is 2 weeks, except when it's 10 years and 2 weeks. That's how long ago he decided whether or not he could date a model or a girl who looks like one. Can you be a pal and give him a nudge? Nudge away, friendster. But watch how fast that nudge doesn't get a return phone call. And if your dinner date did feel different to him, it's been 2 weeks and he's had time to think about it and decide he's just not that into you. Here's the truth. Guys don't mind messing up a friendship if it could lead to sex, whether it be a fuck buddy situation or a meaningful romance. Go find someone that lives in your zip code who will be rocked to the core by your deep conversation and model looks. Signed, Greg. I hate to tell you, but that whole I don't want to ruin the friendship excuse is a racket. It works so well because it seems so wise. Sex could mess up a friendship. Unfortunately, in the entire history of mankind, that excuse has never, ever been used by someone who actually means it. If we really are excited about somebody, we can't stop ourselves. We want them more. If we're friends with someone and attracted to them, we're going to want to take it further. And please, don't tell me he's just scared. The only thing he's scared of, and I say this with a lot of love, is how not attracted to you he is.
The maybe he's intimidated by me excuse.
Dear Greg, I have a crush on my gardener. He's been potting the plants on my patio. It was hot. I saw him without his shirt on. He was hot, and now I'm hot for him. I brought out some beers, and we talked. I think he wants to ask me out, but he's afraid, because he's my hired man. In this situation, can I ask him out? Signed, Sherry.
Dear my secret garden, he's capable of asking you out. Haven't you ever seen a porno? Hope he gets there before the pizza guy. But seriously, if he didn't pick up the vibe after the beer garden, it has nothing to do with you being his big boss lady. Time to stop and smell the bad news. He's just not that into you. XOXO, Greg. Let me say again, sexual harassment rules and the workplace memos notwithstanding. A guy will ask out a woman of higher status if he's into her. He might need a little more encouragement than normal, I'll give you that. You might have to lead Johnny the office boy or Philippe the exterminator to water, but you better not help him ask you out. Once again, ladies, a wink and a smile will do it. By the way, why are you dating the exterminator? Just kidding. He's a good guy.
The maybe he wants to take it slow excuse.
Dear Greg, there's this guy who calls me all the time. He's recently divorced and in AA. We got back in touch recently, had lots of phone calls, and then hung out twice in 1 week, and it was real cool. No flirting or making out or anything, but fun. Since then, he calls me all the time, but doesn't ever suggest we see each other in person again. It's like he got scared or something. I would understand if because of the divorce, alcoholic, starting a whole new life stuff, he wanted to take things slow. But he still calls me all the time to have long, heart-to-heart talks. What the hell should I do with this guy? Signed, Jen.
Dear Pillow Talk. Sadly, not wanting to see you in person is massive as far as dating obstacles go. And as far as the recently divorced, newly sober, starting a new life part blah blah blah, I'm getting sleepy. It's hot and I'm going down for a nap. When I wake up from that nap, I'll probably thrill to the news that your friend is taking control of his life. You, however, will still not be going on a date because despite all of your excuses for him, he's still not asking you out. Now, if you're a person who enjoys a slightly satisfying phone relationship, talk on. But at this point, it seems like he's just not that into you. Be his friend if you're at all interested on that level. But move your romantic inclinations onto a more suitable future husband. Hugs from here, Greg. If a guy truly likes you, but for personal reasons he needs to take things slow, He will let you know that immediately. He won't keep you guessing, because he'll want to make sure that you don't get frustrated and go away.
The "but he gave me his number" excuse.
Dear Greg, I met a really cute guy at a bar this week. He gave me his number and told me to give him a call sometime. I thought that was kind of cool, that he gave me control of the situation like that. I can call him, right? Signed, Lauren.
Dear Control Freak, did he give you control, or did he just get you to do the heavy lifting? What he did was a magic trick. It seems like he gave you control, but really, he now gets to decide if he wants to go out with you, or even return your call. Why don't you take Copperfield's number, roll it in a newspaper, pour milk in it, and make it disappear? Greg. Give me a call. Email me. Tell Joey we should all hang out sometime. Don't let him trick you into asking him out. When men want you, they do the work. I know it sounds old school, but when men like women, they ask them out.
The "maybe he forgot to remember me" excuse.
Dear Greg. Okay, Greg, listen to this one. I was at a conference for work and met a guy from another branch of my company. We hit it off immediately. He was just about to ask for my number, I swear, when the big blackout of 2003 happened. In the mayhem, I didn't get to give him my number. I think the big blackout of 2003 is a good enough excuse to call him, don't you think? It's only common courtesy for me to check up on him, right? If I don't call, he's probably going to be all sad thinking that I'm just not that into him. Signed, Judy.
Dear Judy Blackout, the city blacked out. He didn't. You said you work for different branches of the same company? Certainly he wouldn't have to break a sweat to scroll through the company staff roster or inter-office email listing to find you. And should he not be as resourceful as you are, I imagine that he has a mother, a sister, a female friend that could show him how. If he was really interested. P.S. Shame on you for using the Eastern Seaboard disaster as an excuse to call a guy up. Regards, Greg. Have faith. You made an impression. Leave it at that. If he likes you, he'll still remember you after the tsunami, flood, or Red Sox loss. If he doesn't, he's not worth your time. You know why? You are great. Now, don't get cocky.
The "maybe I don't want to play games" excuse.
Dear Greg, this is dumb. I know you're not supposed to call guys, but I call guys all the time because I don't care. I don't want to play games. I do whatever I want. I've called guys tons of times. You're such a square, Greg. Why do you think we can't call guys and ask them out? Signed, Nikki.
Dear Nikki. Because we don't like it. Okay, some guys might like it, but they're just lazy. And who wants to go out with lazy guy? It's that simple. I didn't make the rules, and I might not even agree with them. Please don't be mad at me, Nikki. I'm not advocating that women go back to the Stone Age. I just think you might want to be realistic in how capable you are of changing the primordial impulses that drive all of human nature. Or maybe you're the chosen one. Still listening, Greg. Men, for the most part, like to pursue women. We like not knowing if we can catch you. We feel rewarded when we do, especially when the chase is a long one. We know there was a sexual revolution. We loved it. We know women are capable of running governments, heading multinational corporations, and raising loving children, sometimes all at the same time. That, however, doesn't make men different.
It's so simple.
Imagine right now that I'm leaping up and down and shaking my fist at the sky. I'm on my knees pleading with you. I'm saying this in a loud voice. Please, if you can trust one thing I say in this book, let it be this. When it comes to men, deal with us as we are and not how you'd like us to be. I know, it's an infuriating concept that men like to chase you and you have to let us chase you. I know it's insulting. It's frustrating. It's unfortunately the truth. My belief is that if you have to be the aggressor, if you have to pursue, if you have to do the asking out, 9 times out of 10, he's just not that into you. And we want you to believe you're one of the 9, ladies. I can't say it loud enough. You, the super fox, listening to this audiobook, are worth asking out.
Here's Why This One Is Hard by Liz.
Well, it's obvious. Are you telling us that we have to just sit around and wait? I don't know about you, but I find that infuriating. I was brought up to believe that hard work and good planning are the keys to making your dreams come true. I spent my life making things happen for myself. I worked hard for my career and was quite aggressive about it. I called people, made appointments, asked for favors. I took action. But now Greg is telling us that in this situation, we are supposed to do absolutely nothing. The guys get to pick. We're just supposed to put on our little dresses and do our hair and bat our eyes and hope they choose us. Why don't you just tie my corset too tight so I can faint in front of some man who'll scoop me out of the way just before the horse-drawn carriage runs over me? That'll get his attention. Really, in this day and age, the hardest thing to do for many women, particularly me, is nothing. We like to scheme, make phone calls, have a plan. And I'm talking about more than just making sure our hair doesn't frizz. Most women who date, I would guess, don't have men throwing themselves at them every night of the week. Sometimes there's a long stretch during which nobody's asking us out. So when we see a guy that we feel might be a romantic possibility, it's even harder for us to take a back seat. That opportunity might not come back again for a long time. But guess what? My way has sucked. Hasn't worked at all. I've never had a successful relationship with a guy that I've pursued. I'm sure there are many stories out there to the contrary. But for me, those guys end up getting back together with their ex-girlfriend, needing to take some time for themselves, or going out of town for business. Usually, it doesn't even get that far. They usually just don't ever return my phone call. And let me tell you, that didn't make me feel very in control of anything. Since I've been implementing Greg's handy-dandy, he's just not that into you philosophy, I've been feeling surprisingly more powerful. Because if the men are asking you out, if the men have to get your attention, then you, in fact, are the one in control. There's no scheming and plotting. And there is something great about knowing that my only job is to be as happy as I can be about my life and feel as good as I can about myself and to lead as full and eventful a life as I can so that it doesn't ever feel like I'm just waiting around for some guy to ask me out. And most importantly, it's good for us all to remember that we don't need to scheme and plot and beg to get someone to ask us out. We're fantastic.
This Is What It Should Look Like by Greg.
One night I was drinking in a bar and flirting with the bartender. I asked for her number. She said, I don't give out my phone number because guys rarely call me when they say they're going to. My name is Lindsay Adams, and if you want to call me, find my phone number. Which I did, the very next day. Do you know how many Lindsay Adamses there are in the phone book of a major city? Let's just say I talked to about 8 or 9 before I found mine. An actor we work with met a girl while he was making a public appearance on an aircraft carrier. He lost track of her in about 10 minutes, and yet, because he was so smitten, he somehow managed to track her down in the army. And they are now married.
Greg, I Get It by Leslie, age 29.
Greg, I get it. I went to this party and I met this guy. We started talking immediately by ourselves off in a corner. He asked if I was single and seemed pleased when I said I was. Whenever we split up to talk to other people or to get drinks or whatever, he always kept his eye on me. It was really cool. I was all excited and fluttery with that, oh my God, I think I just met someone feeling. He didn't ask for my number, but we know lots of people in common, so I thought he was just playing it cool. He never called me. And you know what? Normally, I would call our mutual friends and start fishing and trying to figure out what happened and maybe try to find another way to see him again. But instead, I'm just going to move on. Who cares what his deal is? He's not asking me out. So why should I start obsessing over him? I'm just going to go out tonight and try to meet someone else.
If you don't believe Greg.
We did an incredibly unscientific poll where we polled 20 of our male friends, ranging from ages 26 to 45, who are in serious long-term relationships. Not one of their relationships started with the woman asking them out first. One guy even said that if she had, it would have spoiled all the fun.
What you should have learned in this chapter.
An excuse is a polite rejection. Men are not afraid of ruining the friendship.
Don't get tricked into asking him out. If he likes you, he'll do the asking.
If you can find him, then he can find you. If he wants to find you, he will.
Just because you like to lead doesn't mean he wants to dance. Some traditions are born of nature and last through time for a reason.
Hey, let's meet at so-and-so's party, or a bar, or a friend's house, is not a date, even if you live in New York.
Men don't forget how much they like you, so put down the phone.
You are good enough to be asked out.
Our super good, really helpful exercise.
Hey, what's a self-help tome without an exercise? Our chapters will all be so brave and wise that we'll want to make sure you retain as much of the brilliance as you can. So, for all of you who feel the need to get out of your problems and into your mental crayon box, have at it. Love, Greg.
And Liz. Think of 5 reasons why you think you have every right or good reason to call him. If you're not driving, write them down. Then wait an hour. Or at least 10 minutes. Then ask yourself, do I seem pathetic? Do I sound like someone who doesn't trust my own innate hotness? Yes, you do. Now put your dialing finger away, get out of the house, and go find some fun. P.S. You just did an exercise about a guy who hasn't even extended to you the energy of a phone call. Why would you want to chase that down?
Chapter 2. He's just not that into you if he's not calling you. Men know how to use the phone.
Oh, sure. They say they're busy. They say they didn't have even a moment in their insanely busy day to pick up the phone. It was just that crazy. Bullshit. With the advent of cell phones and speed dialing, it's almost impossible not to call you. Sometimes I call people from my pants pocket when I don't even mean to. We may try to make you think differently, but we men are just like you. We like taking a break from our generally mundane day to talk to someone we like. It makes us happy, and we like to be happy, just like you. If I were into you, you would be the bright spot in my horribly busy day, which would be a day that I would never be too busy to call you.
The "but he's been traveling a lot" excuse.
Dear Greg, I recently started dating a very nice man. He's gentle, he's affectionate, he's attentive. It recently became a long-distance thing because of his work. The first problem is, he really doesn't call me when he says he's going to. Actually, he really doesn't call me that much at all. A week will go by, and then I'll call him, and then he'll call me back 4 or 5 days later. But then when he does get me on the phone, it's all honey and baby and I miss you so much, and when do I get to see you again? Is he just not that into me, or can I just chalk it up to the crazy long-distance thing? Signed, Gina.
Hey, crazy long distance. The only distance that's bothering me is the very long distance between you and reality. Okay, that was a little bit mean. Example. In your second sentence, you said, he's gentle, he's affectionate, he's attentive. But a few sentences later, you say, he really doesn't call me when he says he's going to. Actually, he doesn't call me that much at all. That is neither affectionate nor attentive. And it's not gentle. It's a harsh clanging bell that rings, I'm just not that into you. Why, then, is he nice when he calls, you ask? Because men are cowards, and they would rather wait until the end of time than to give you the bad news. For the record, a man who likes you wants to spend time with you. and he'll only settle for talking to you on the phone 5 times a day when he physically can't get on a plane to come see you. With love, Greg. Don't let the honeys and babies fool you. His sweet nothings are exactly that. They're much easier to say than I'm just not that into you. Remember, actions speak louder than there's no cell reception where I am right now.
The but he's got a lot on his mind excuse.
Dear Greg, on New Year's Day, a guy I'd had a few dates with, who I was very excited about, was late for a date. I called him, and he, very apologetically, told me he had to go out of town to take care of his mother. He totally forgot to call me. I'm so confused. His mother is really sick, but it wasn't a desperate emergency. He just had to drive out to Connecticut. Greg, I really like this guy. Please say a sick mother is a good enough excuse to forgive him and believe he still can be into me. Signed, Bobby.
Dear New Year. Ah, yes. Here's a bad excuse in sick mother's clothing. Because still, no matter what he's telling you is, you're not on my mind. Because if you were, he would have called you expressing a great regret at not being able to spend the day with you. If he had the time to pack and travel, he had the time to call you, and he chose not to. You call it forget, I call it chose not to. When you like someone, they don't just slip your mind, especially on New Year's Day. I know it may seem like he had a good excuse, but sadly, I think your New Year started off with a big glass of he's just not that into you. Now nurse your hangover and find somebody who won't forget to call you. Greg. The big question here is it okay for a guy to forget to call me? And I'm saying to you, no. Barring disaster, someone had to be rushed to the hospital, he was just fired from his job, somebody keyed his Ferrari, kidding. He should never forget to call you. If I like you, I don't forget you. Ever. Don't you want the guy who'll forget about all the other things in his life before he forgets about you?
The he just says things he doesn't mean excuse.
Dear Greg, I'm dating this guy who ends conversations saying he'll call me at a certain time. Like, I'll call you over the weekend. Or, I'll give you a call tomorrow. Or if he has to take a call on the other line, he promises, I'll call you back in a few minutes. And then he doesn't. He always ends up calling, but almost never when he said he would. Should I read something into this, or should I just know to ignore whatever he says when he's getting off the phone with me? Signed, Annie.
Dear call waiting. Yes, you should be reading something into it. In fact, the something is, he's just not that into you. Here's the deal. Most guys will say what they think you want to hear at the end of a date or a phone call rather than nothing at all. Some guys are lying. Some guys really mean it. Here's how you can tell the difference. You know they mean it when they actually do what they say they were going to do. Here's something else to think about. Calling when you say you're going to is the first brick in the house that you are building of love and trust. If he can't lay this one stupid brick down, you ain't never going to build a house, baby. And it is cold outside. Wearing a jacket, Greg. We have become a sloppy bunch of people. We say things we don't mean. We make promises we don't keep. I'll call you. Let's get together. We know we won't. On the Human Interaction Stock Exchange, our words have lost almost all their value. And the spiral continues, as we now don't even expect people to keep their word. In fact, we might even be embarrassed to point out to the dirty liar that they never did what they said they were going to do. So if a guy you're dating doesn't call when he says he's going to, why should that be such a big deal? Because you should be dating a man who's at least as good as his word.
The maybe we're just different excuse.
Dear Greg, I live with my boyfriend who doesn't like to talk on the phone. So when he goes out of town, he won't call me, even to let me know that he got there safely. He just won't call me. He goes out of town fairly often for business. We fight about it all the time. Sometimes I think that our styles are just different and I'm going to have to learn how to compromise. But then I think that if you're into someone, you would want to call them and talk to them while you're away from them. Am I crazy? Signed, Rachel.
Dear Not Crazy, unless you're dating a spy, this behavior is unwarranted. I travel for a living, and I find that I call my lady 3 or 4 times a day. However, sometimes because of time differences, we don't connect. But I will, and she will, always leave a message. I have to say, as a guy, I never like being told to call, which my wife really never does, and that's why I call her as often as I do. We have no rules about calling, but we like and love each other to the degree that we want to talk daily, if not hourly. Listen, I do think space in a relationship is good. Missing someone is a sign of a healthy relationship. Not respecting your need to have some form of connection with him while he's away is not. Regardless of his dislike for talking on the phone, he should respect and care for you enough to call you, if only because he knows it will make you happy. Gotta make a call, Greg. Yes, it seems like it's just a machine that transmits voice waves over wires and comes in different styles, like cordless, cellular, handheld, and rotary. But the truth is, the phone has officially reached a new high in relationship symbolism. Is a phone call just a phone call, or is it really the almighty representation of how much he really cares about you? Probably somewhere in the middle. A good man will know that and use his handy telecommunication device accordingly. Emails need not apply.
The, but he's very important, excuse.
Dear Greg, you're dumb. A guy who I'm going out with, who I asked out, Greg, by the way, is totally important and totally busy. He's a music video director and travels and has long shoots and lots of responsibilities. Sometimes when he's working, I don't hear from him for days and days. He's really busy, Greg. Some guys are just really, really busy. Don't you ever have really, really busy days? I've learned to live with it and not give him any shit because I know that's the price I pay for going out with someone really successful and hot and busy. Why are you telling these women to be so needy? Signed, Nikki.
Dear Nikki, good to hear from you again. Well, not really. Listen, Nikki, really busy is another way to say just not that into you. Totally important is another way to say you are unimportant. How great that you've landed someone that even you think is out of your league. Too busy and important to ask you out or call you? What a catch! Congratulations on your quasi-relationship. It must feel amazing to know that you've been programmed into the super hot and important busy guy's cell phone, even if he never uses it to call you. You must be the envy of every woman he's actually dating. Annoyed, Greg. I'm about to make a wild, extreme, and severe relationship rule. The word busy is a load of crap and is most often used by assholes. The word busy is the relationship weapon of mass destruction. It seems like a good excuse, but in fact, in every silo you uncover, all you're going to find is a man who didn't care enough to call. Remember, men are never too busy to get what they want.
It's so simple.
Sadly, I can't be with you ladies all the time, fending off all the bad excuses and thereby bad men that come your way. But what I can do is paint you a picture of what you'll never see when you're with a guy who's really into you. You'll never see you staring maniacally at the phone, willing it to ring. You'll never see you ruining an evening with friends because you're calling for your messages every 15 seconds. You'll never see you hating yourself for calling him when you know you shouldn't have. What you will see is you being treated so well that no phone antics will be necessary. You'll be too busy being adored.
Here's Why This One Is Hard by Liz.
We're smart. We get it. We know guys should be attentive and considerate and thoughtful. I mean, for God's sake, we're not idiots. We know that they should call us when they say they're going to and let us know that they're thinking about us. Duh. But somehow, just when I think I have that lesson perfectly drummed into that thick skull of mine, I meet the one guy who really does have the perfect excuse for being a flake. His family really is falling apart, and he's the one that has to take care of them all. He really is moving and didn't know how difficult it was going to be. He really does have that big case at work and can't be around for a while. But he really does really, really like me. And I like him so damn much that I'm willing to be patient and cut him some slack and see how it all turns out. I know intellectually what I'm supposed to be getting from a relationship. I'm writing a damn book about it. But when faced with being offered less than that, sometimes a lot less than that, it's hard to know exactly when to cut loose and move on. He forgets to call me one night. Am I supposed to just dump him? He forgets to call me 3 times. Is that when I dump him? It's not easy to find someone you like and are excited about. And you always want to believe that the men you do meet are honest and kind and have your best interests at heart. And when you see the first glimmer of potentially bad behavior, you first hope more than anything that it's not what you think. And you want to make sure you don't overreact, punishing him unjustly for some other guy's mistakes. It's a very complicated and tricky world we live in when we choose to date, and I can't keep calling Greg all the time and asking him what I should do. So right now, I'm just trying to notice when a guy's behavior starts making me feel bad about myself. When I start feeling like he's making me suffer. A little pang of disappointment because he didn't call when he said he would? Well, that's okay, we'll see how it goes. A constant state of uneasiness because he's completely unreliable? That's bad. Tears? Really bad. Meeting someone you like and dating him is supposed to make you feel better, not worse. That's always a good rule to live by, no matter what the special circumstances, i.e. excuses, are. It's not easy, but let's try to remember that the next incredible guy we meet with a really good excuse is just another guy who's hurting our feelings.
This is What It Should Look Like by Liz.
When I was working with Greg on this book in New York, I noticed that Greg would often call his wife just to tell her that he couldn't really talk to her right then, but he was thinking of her and would call later. It didn't look like the most difficult thing in the world, but it sure seemed nice.
Greg, I Get It, by Tracy, age 25.
Greg, I get it. I had 2 dates with a guy. On the second date, we slept together. He said he would call me the next day, Tuesday, and he didn't call me until the weekend. When he called, I told him that it was too late. He was stunned, but really, I don't have time for that shit. It was the first time I had ever done anything like that, and it felt great.
If you don't believe Greg...
100% of men polled said they've never been too busy to call a woman they were really into. As one fine man said, a man has got to have his priorities.
What you should have learned in this chapter.
If he's not calling you, it's because you are not in his mind.
If he creates expectations for you and then doesn't follow through on little things, he will do the same for big things. Be aware of this and realize that he's okay with disappointing you.
Don't be with somebody who doesn't do what they say they're going to do.
If he's choosing not to make a simple effort that would put you at ease and bring harmony to a recurring fight, then he doesn't respect your feelings and needs.
Busy is another word for asshole. Asshole is another word for the guy you're dating.
You deserve a fucking phone call.
Our super good, really helpful exercise.
We all love multiple choice. Here's a hopefully easy one for you.
A guy you went out with once and slept with hasn't called you in 2 weeks. Do you... A. Jump to the conclusion that he's really busy, lost your phone number, and was struck in the skull and is now suffering from short-term memory loss, and you should call him. B. Quit your job, stay home, call the telephone company to make sure your phone works, and wait for him to call. C. Realize he's just not that into you, and move on with your life.
Good for you. You answered C. We knew it was easy, but doesn't it feel good to make the right choice?
Chapter 3. He's just not that into you if he's not dating you. Hanging out is not dating.
Oh, there seem to be so many variations to dating. particularly in the early stages of a relationship. So many gray, murky areas of vagueness, mystery, and no questions asked. Dudes love this time because that's when they get to pretend that they're not really dating you. They also get to pretend that they're not really responsible for your feelings. When you ask somebody out on a real, bona fide date, you're making it official. I'd like to see you alone and find out if we have a romantic future together. Or at least pretend to listen to you while I ponder whether you're wearing a thong. In case you need more clues, there is usually a public excursion, a meal, and some hand-holding involved.
The "he just got out of a relationship" excuse.
Dear Greg, I'm really, really in love. I want to say that first. I've been sleeping with a really, really good friend of mine who recently got out of a terrible marriage. Because he's in the process of going through a very traumatic breakup, he's really clear that he can't have any kind of expectations or demands put on him in any way. Basically, he wants to come and go as he pleases. We've been seeing each other and sleeping together for 6 months now. It's very painful not to be able to have any say about when or how often I get to see him. Yet it's also very painful to think about not being with him. I don't like being in this powerless a position, but I feel like if I hold out, eventually he'll be mine. But it's very difficult for me in the meantime. What should I do? Signed, Lisa.
Dear Really Really, let's talk about Johnny Really Good Friend and your Johnny Really Great Friendship. It sure works out well for him. Because you were a pal during his disaster of a marriage, he will always be able to play the friend card with you. He only has to be responsible for the expectations of a friend rather than the far greater expectations of a boyfriend. After all, being a pal, you wouldn't want to put him through any more emotional turmoil while he's going through his very traumatic breakup. He's got the ultimate situation, a great friend with all the benefits of a girlfriend, whom he can see or not see whenever he wants to. He may be one of your closest friends, but I'm sorry to say, as a boyfriend, he's just not that into you. Greg. Beware of the word friend. It can often be used by men or the women that love them to excuse the most unfriendly behavior. Personally, when I'm picking friends, I like the ones who don't make me cry myself to sleep.
The "but we really are dating" excuse.
Dear Greg, I've been dating a guy for 3 months. We spend 4 or 5 nights a week together. We go to events together. He calls me when he says he's going to and never flakes out on me. We're having a great time. He recently informed me that he doesn't want to be anyone's boyfriend and isn't ready for a serious relationship. But I know he's not dating anyone else. I think he's just scared of the term boyfriend. Greg, I'm always hearing that women should listen to men's actions, not their words. So doesn't that mean I should just ignore him and be secure in the fact that he wants to spend all this time with me? Then no matter what he's actually saying, the truth is, he's really into me. Signed, Keisha.
Dear Not Listening, I looked up "I don't want to be your boyfriend" in the relationship dictionary just to make sure I wasn't mistaken, but I was right. It still means I don't want to be your boyfriend. Wow. And this is coming from a guy who's spending 4 or 5 nights a week with you. That must hurt. Nice to know your not boyfriend gets to live in your world commitment free. Not quite sure what you're getting. If you want to give all that time to a guy who's proclaiming he's not your boyfriend, then go ahead. But I'd hope you'd at least go find somebody who wasn't saying to your face,